from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Warriors drafted a wild.
So according to your guy's theory in real life would be, hey, you know what? Matt Steinmetz. I'm 59 years old. You know what? I'm probably not going to live till 70. What the hell? I'm going to just spend all my money now. Why not?
Kyle Shanahan told you 2 years ago, we're all not going to, we might be wiped out.
Let me spend every cent that I might need in 10 years.
It's not to that extent.
Tomorrow's not promised. Let's empty those bank accounts, everybody.
You know what we mean, Donnie. Mm. If you got something and you really want it, and you got a job, God darn it, go get it. And Paul George is that.
I just, see, this is where I do have my finger on the pulse of fans, because I know in 3 years, you're going to be mad. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Larkspur. What's up, Matt? How you doing, my man? You like Paul George?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Love the passion.
Sure.
My son and I were watching the playoff games this year in the NBA, and after every game, we turn around and say, the league is getting younger. The Warriors have to get younger. How many uncontested layups in transition by the other team did we watch this year and go, oh, nobody got back on defense? So I think the direction we have to go is we have to get younger. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. That's a great call, Stoney. And let me take a crack at it.
Yeah.
You can get younger or you can get better. I want to get better because I know there's a window.
Well, the Warriors have 4 young players who will get better, I think.
But are we a playoff team?
Maybe.
Without these moves of bringing in more top-tier talent?
Maybe.
I'm trying to get better and older before I'm trying to get younger and less talented. So I'll deal with the future, Stoney, because you're right. It's
The
bill's going
you're
to come
due. You're not
going
to deal with the future. I guarantee you. You're going to be I'm not watching this team.
Oh, my gosh, Stoney.
I'm talking about in 3 years. Yeah, you ain't going to be watching the Warriors if they're decimated.
It's almost like you'd proudly be watching because you know there's a transition of the cost of the dynasty. That's a book title, The Price of a
Dynasty.
It's
too long of a title. Oh, it's just The Price of a Dynasty? Well, you had
by Daryl L. Johnson the first.
707. You aren't counting on just those three guys. Kuminga and Pajemski will be the keys to this squad. Well, are they good or are they not good? Kuminga and Pajemski.
Well, they're good, but
they're not good enough for you.
No, the team didn't make the playoffs, and everybody gets some.
So
of
you're
that.
Gonna blame a rookie, Brandon Pajemski?
You are incredible.
Seriously.
No, I'm saying everybody has a hand. And the last person I'm blaming is 30. He had no offensive help.
Yeah, he had a bad second half. He had a bad second half. Yeah,
yeah. If you see him, you wouldn't tell him.
You know, what are you kidding?
I don't know. I was having a joke.
I wouldn't say bad. I'd be like, you know, Steph, you are the greatest shooter of all time.
Last time we saw him, you pulled out that list.
You and I have some history, but, yeah. You know, how you feeling, Steph?
The best thing that happened to my career. You owe him.
Who?
Steph. Look where you're at now. See, look who you work with. Heaven and goo.
You know what? I'm starting to figure out this guy. Oh, I owe Steph Curry something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Joe Lacob owes Curry something.
Oh, boy.
I owe Curry nothing.
But just the sound of
zero. Zero. I'm the only guy. I'm the only guy that told it like it was about him, and he respects it. Mm-hmm. I love Curry.
And that's why you owe him.
There you go. Oh, boy. I am excited, Todd. I just hope something happens. I hope this is not the Giants. Larry Kruger tweet on line one.
Well, actually,
my source is saying Judge is coming to town. Like, I hope something happens.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if nothing happens, you're still going to, like, you're going to be okay.
The Fitz model, yeah.
No, I mean, if they don't get Paul George, they don't get Durant. I mean,
run it back.
They're not the, like, in your mind, as long as the Warriors try, they're going to get credit. But the Giants, because they haven't got a track record, they can't just try. Like, what I'm saying is, if the Warriors, nothing happens this week, maybe Klay comes back, they make a marginal move, what are we going to say?
Fitz said last week on our show, like, that is me, Steiny.
Well, which is you? Are they 54-win team, or do they need to get Paul George?
Listen, if you tell me the Fitz model, I don't think that could get you a championship. I'll root for it, but I think if you make this transaction and get Paul George, that puts you back in the mix to at least trying to get you to the Western Conference Finals. So either way, we win, Steiny, technically, because I do believe thoroughly. I'm telling you. Every part of me, Draymond doesn't get suspended. The reality is they're not really talent-wise a 10th seed in the West.
How good can this team be if essentially Steph becomes the player he was after the All-Star break?
Then we're in trouble because there is no, unless Kuminga takes another hell of a jump or Pods or Moody, but that is something that was, Steiny, I believe we would be more fighting for the playoffs again with that model. Now that's sobering right there.
I mean, I really do. Listen, Steph Curry's a marvel. I mean, I'm serious. But how long can we expect him to play at the level he played at a year or two ago? Like, how? I mean,
I got to believe at least a season or two more.
Well, he dropped last season.
Now,
so what
is there any
him?
Part of you where I say, Steiny, he's older now. He needs more help. And that's why he fell off at the end. Is there any merit to that?
Probably. But then you're.
I got to bring the ball up. I got to do every darn thing. When you get older, bringing the ball up takes something from you, Steiny.
Exactly. I know. And that's why, like, I don't think of it as, well, Steph needs more help. Does he need more help? Yeah, but like, he's 36. Yeah. Like, he's 36.
But it's a good 36, Steiny.
Was it a good 36 after the All-Star break?
But I'll tell you what, at the All-Star break,
you're right.
You know what I mean? You'd be like, everything is cool.
That's the second half of the season. Yeah. He wore down. He was gassed.
They got whooped at home by Toronto and Austin and San Jose. In New Orleans where they were booing, Steiny. That was the first half. I'm just saying.
Let's go to
19-10.
Huh?
19-10.
Well, tell me what that means.
That was the record.
Oh.
When Curry performed horribly.
Oh, good. You know what? Hopefully he'll get really lousy next year and they'll be even better then. So if he takes another step back, they'll be 25-7.
No, but that goes against your, hey, Goo, how are they if he's...
They'd be a good team all year. I don't care if they went 19-10 against Charlotte.
That does bother me. The record
it should
against
bother
the good
you because they ain't a good team. They weren't last year. They couldn't.
And that's why Wendy's saying they're aggressive.
Beat
now.
A good team.
Yeah, I can't.
Beat Indiana on the road. Philly. team in the conference finals?
Oh, yeah. One game. 22-2.
Well, we're just going to play the schedule game because that's all we're going to do. I mean, we're just going to talk about who they didn't beat. And, you know.
I mean, you can very. Yeah, they beat me. They went 1-1 against Indiana. You're right.
Also went 1-1 against Boston.
I was just, Evan, I was just going there.
And hey, listen.
Beat Boston.
They went 1-1 against Boston. They're as good as Boston. I mean, they're right there with Boston, right?
No, but you're making it sound like they're Memphis. No, like they're San Antonio.
I'm making it sound like any team they played four times that was good, they couldn't get over on them. Like, when you're playing Boston once at home, once on the road, you got a shot to win that game at home. But if you're playing really good teams four times, I just think it's, show me the teams that they beat 3 out of 4. Let's go to Sean in San Jose. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, first things first, we can't run it back, right? I mean, that would be so depressing. With only minor changes, it's not going to be enough. And we're never going to get another generational talent like Steph, a top 10 all-time potentially player. It's just not going to happen again. We'd be so lucky for that to happen again.
All right.
Paul George, it doesn't have to be Paul George, but he would be a very impactful player. His last season, he had another great season, even though he's old. Two main drawbacks I see are he is kind of glass. I agree, but we got to shoot for the moon. We're not going to be complacent and get far, right? So we take the risk, and I think most fans would be, you know, appreciative of taking that risk, right?
You know what, Sean? Thanks for the call.
I agree.
Do you think? Would most Warrior fans be on board if they acquired Paul George, but cost them a couple young guys?
Let's ask those same people, that same audience, were you okay with the team not making the playoffs? So I got to believe, Stein, it would be 80-20.
Well, I'm not going to let you use both arguments. You can't say,
that's my partner.
Well, this isn't a team that made the playoffs, so we got to make changes, and then say, well, they're 54 with Draymond. Which one are they?
No, I win because the default is running it back. And Draymond, that's a reality. I believe that. But if that's the portfolio they go with, but if they make a move, I'm more excited about that than, you know, the default plan of running it back and Draymond not getting suspended. That's why I think, Stani, you're saying I'm trying to have it both ways. This team is not as far off as we think.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah,
I get it.
This thing ain't over. It ain't dead. It just, we need the right moves here.
How are they going to leapfrog 9 teams in the Western Conference with a core that's declining? It's a core that's declining.
Well, availability is one part of how you do that. And that's number 23.
Well, Steph and Clay were healthy last year. They were healthy. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in the city. Hey.
How's it going, guys?
Hey. Dynamite.
Hello. Good, good. Hey, Guru, I love your passion, but you're thinking with your heart, not your head. These guys are done. I've been saying that for a while. A fact is, I'm a huge Warrior fan. I told you guys before, I was a ball boy in the 60s. I'm a huge Warrior fan. I'm a huge Steph fan. But they need to trade him. I'd love to see them trade him tonight for young players or picks or whatever.
Wow.
Paul George is not going to do anything for the Warriors. Guru, look at his stats of how many games he's played over. Last year was the first year that he played significant amount of time. All the 4 years before that, he was averaging about maybe 50 games a year. So if they make the playoffs, believe me, they'll have nothing left in the tank once they get there.
Let's say you're right. Okay. Let's say you're right. Let me just ask you this question. Let's say you're right. Why do you think the Warriors are in on Paul George? Why do you think what's behind it?
Well, that's what they're saying, but I don't know what's behind it. I don't know. I would disagree with them, but I don't think that they're that stupid, and I don't think that they'll make a play for him. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I mean, that would be crazy. It'd be mortgaging your future. And like I said, if they did get Paul George, the only way the Warriors compete is if they could get a young Kevin Durant. a young Kevin Durant, not the current Kevin Durant. You know what I mean? Yeah. They need somebody like that to help them because they don't have enough pieces. They need to start rebuilding this team. Look what happened to the San Antonio Spurs. They let that roster get old, and now they've been rebuilding for how long?
Yeah. I just don't think you can have a future with Steph Curry, Stoney.
What's that?
When you have a player like with the caliber of Steph Curry, I don't think you can have a future until he's done.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's just how I feel.
I'm with Dennis. And here's what I mean by that. The Warriors are going to do whatever they're going to do. And you ask a good question. Why are they in on Paul George? Well, I would say it's part desperation, to be quite honest.
No doubt.
However, this is the question that I kind of want to ask Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, and Warrior fans. And it's this. If you get Paul George, it's going to cost you something. I don't know what it's going to cost you. It'll likely cost you Kuminga at least a year from now. I would think. Maybe not. Nevertheless, it'll probably cost you a couple first-round picks down the line. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of how I started the show. Are you really telling me that the Golden State Warriors are going to acquire Paul George, give him a 4-year contract for $220 million? Forget the money. The money's the money. You're going to really give Paul George a 4-year deal. That scares me S-less. Mm. I mean, it just does. Like,
I believe you.
And I'm not saying they should, they shouldn't. That would be unbelievable in a way. And maybe they would make him better next year. Evan. It's got nothing.
That's the greatest. Go ahead. 90 people are doing it.
It's got nothing to do. Forget. Take out my perceived negativity. Okay?
Noted.
Okay. And I say to you, Paul George, is it? Evan, do you really think the Warriors are going to get Paul George and then they're going to give him 4 years at 220? I mean, do you think they would do that, Evan?
In a way, because if they do get Paul George, I just believe if a team really wanted Paul George, that there's other teams that could put together a better package than the Warriors. So in a way, if they got him, it's because they are desperate.
And I think all three
more
of us
desperate
agree
than other teams.
Mm-hmm. I got some for you guys here.
Now they're desperate. They're not a 54-win team with Draymond. Okay, that's fine.
No, that's going to take care of itself, the win total.
Yeah.
Look, there's nobody can deny right now not making the playoffs. Curry's clock and Draymond's clock ticking. Their careers winding down. They're and not making the playoffs. They're operating from a spot of desperation. Let me read this.
That's when you make mistakes.
Yeah. Well,
the other thing is, I think people are being naive to what it would look like if it doesn't work, and like the idea that you're not thinking. Like, let me ask you this. If you're going to get Paul George and give him 4 years, Goo, is any part of your equation, he's got to stay healthy? Or are you just like, no, let's get him, and if he gets hurt, well, we try.
He's got to stay healthy. And they're doing that now if they stand pat with your best player.
What were you going to say about that?
A Movid Z82. Oh. Guru, let Stoney be the idiot. Why do you always have to take the idiot take? So I had to read that to get back at him. But, this is... People, if you're coming at me, you're coming at the Warriors. If these reports are true, they feel like they need, and I got to give Willard some love just on this take.
Why?
He said this months ago.
Hell with him.
The answer is not in the building.
It's blowing in the wind.
But the whole thing about games played could apply to a ton of players.
OG
Anunoby's played. He hasn't played more than 70 games in his entire career. Like but he's in his prime. If the Warriors could get OG Anunoby, it'd do that a heartbeat.
Yeah, I operate under the premise that older guys get hurt more than younger guys.
Well, Anunoby gets hurt more than all the guys we're talking about.
No, I get that. I get that, but you're picking out one player.
I'm saying that there are players like that in which it applies. The only player that is a surefire start every single game is the guy who just got traded to the Knicks, Mikal Bridges.
Injuries can happen at any time.
No,
there's no doubt about it. But
that applies to every player, not just.
But it applies to 34, 35, 36-year-olds to a larger extent. Like, would you really go into the season with a core that old saying, well, we have as much chance of not getting hurt as a younger team?
No, but I think you try and figure out how many games you can expect those players to play. Like, Curry had to play more games last year because I think he pushed it because the team wasn't very good.
And you're at the end of a dynasty, Donnie. Like, you don't got a lot of choices.
Exactly. So don't make big mistakes right now. Because
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.